Yep, doing pretty good over here. A little bit cool.
Yeah, 21 up here. I'm right around in Cowpens, I guess. But, yeah, it was about 15 in the house this morning when I got up.
A little bit. Car says 25, but I think it's a little bit high.
I hack up the wood furnace this morning before I left. I've been using it the last couple days to keep a little extra heat in the house.
Wood fire, you know what I mean? But like, we had them growing up as a kid, and I kind of miss that. I don't miss chopping and cutting the wood, though.
When I was growing up in upstate New York, we had a wood-burning stove, and we kept that thing going practically all winter. We'd shut it down once every, I don't know, 3 days or so to shovel out ashes. But yeah, I mean, it was great for keeping the house warm. We also had an oil-fired furnace for heat, but, you know, that was expensive. And, you know, we lived in a wooded lot, so it was easy to find wood. And, you know, we'd get a lot of local firewood. But yeah, I've got a big pile of wood out in the driveway, so I'm just going to start working through that this week and keep it warm.
It's like the heat from a fire is a lot warmer.
And, you know, I've got a wood-burning furnace in the basement that's tied into the ductwork, and then upstairs I've got a wood-burning fireplace insert in the fireplace upstairs that I can use as well. I've never actually used it since I bought this house, because the furnace is plenty, but, yeah, I can heat the whole house with wood if I want to.
Up in the basement, I bet that thing works good.
And, yeah, it's got a little output port on it to blow hot air into the basement, too. So, you know, my work-at-home office is in the basement, so that's very handy. And then, you know, it keeps the upstairs warm, too, for Courtney's work-at-home office. So, yeah, it's a great arrangement. I love it. You know, I'm not even the one that put it in. It was in the house when I bought it. And I was like, you know, as soon as I saw it, I was like, yes, I get to have some wood fire.
If I had one built, I'd have a basement and have some kind of wood heater in the basement that was ducted into the house.
I have the option. You know, at Courtney's house, we've got a wood-burning, an old buck stove in her basement. And that thing will keep the house warm, too. It's got the blower in it and everything. So, yeah, it's great to have some a backup heat source that can run wood.
Set a red light here a while ago, and anti-lock brakes kicked in. Must have been a little bit slippery there.
A few patches here and there. I know that we got some snow yesterday up in Shelby. Not much. Just a dusting on the ground, but yeah, there were a couple of slick spots this morning.
Snow on my porch from yesterday. It snowed. Yeah, a good dusting anyway there at the house.
Yeah, we're closed yesterday and Wednesday, and the kids went back to their dad's yesterday, so I don't know if they closed schools up there today for the cold, but they do that sometimes. But, yeah, hopefully spring will come soon. I'm definitely ready for a change in the seasons.
Yeah. Andrew, happy Friday, KN4 TFW.
Happy Friday, W2 JKT.
I wish it was my real Friday. I got to work tomorrow, but yeah, I'm like y'all. I'm ready for it to warm back up, which is supposed to be the
that overtime money you're going to be getting for working on Saturday.
About the money. I'd just rather not do the Saturday.
Always nice.
That camping gear off Amazon.
My paycheck's in May, so that'll be nice too.
My week. Pay period. Oh, man, I think Greer got a pretty good bit of snow, didn't they? I mean, up my way, the wife said it snowed for a little bit, but it never really did much of anything. I mean, you might be able to see it on the deck, but other than that, it was gone everywhere else.
Yeah, we got a pretty good bit. It's still on the deck. I got a big patch still on the deck this morning. And that and stuff that was in the shade is still there. So, yeah, Susan laid back down after I left. She woke up, and it just really surprised her.
Dusting, and then it got so windy yesterday that it dried everything out. So I don't even think we have any on the grass anymore.
Yeah, good, it was coming down. Plan for the weekend?
Over here, as I know of yet.
Just probably going to hang around the house and catch up on chores and stuff. Call an Ethernet switch in the basement and run some cables through the house. The Wi-Fi is good, but it's not that good, so we're going to hardwire all the TVs and computers and stuff.
My whole house is running high-speed network cable through the whole thing.
It's just too much latency, so what I'm doing, you know, I've got it set up to where I can sit in the living room at Courtney's house and use the radios that are in the basement at my house next door, and but there's so much latency that the audio for digital nodes gets corrupted. It sounds okay, and it looks okay in the waterfall, but because of extra latency, you know, it misses bits and stuff, so, you know, when I'm trying to receive a WeFax or send an image or do SSTV or whatever, the audio latency, you know, drops packets and stuff, corrupts it all, so that doesn't happen on a wired network.
Pros and cons to Wi-Fi, it's nice and easy to set up, but it does introduce a few problems depending on what you're doing with it. Way too hot.
I didn't catch that. What was that again? Well, definitely chewing through the battery this morning.
Heater on.
Here.
I mean, 22 degrees out. You'll need it. Little plug-in hybrid.
Around for my next one. This one's got 73,000 miles on it already. And I'll be at 100 probably by the end of this year. So, start shopping around.
You want a fairly nice looking one, the new BMWs, the i4, the i5, and the iX. Man, those are some really nice cars. I hated it. I had to buy my truck and couldn't lease one. I'm still gonna end up doing it before long at some point in time. I just got to wait my year to get back in the program.
BMWs, but, I've been looking at something like a Kia EV9, because it's 7-passenger, and we can load up dogs and kids and stuff, and let's see, what else did I look at? Kind of looked at the Blazer EV, but they want too much money for it, and a couple other models, and generally, like, the prices have gotten kind of insane, so I'll probably just drive this one till the wheels fall off, but I'll at least look around a little bit more seriously when this one gets a little older.
Man, shoot, when I was looking at the i4 and the i5, and I was thinking you could get more mileage out of the i5, but I don't think they put a bigger battery in it just because it's a little bit longer car. And so the i4, I think you can get a little more mileage out of it. 300 something, I just don't remember what it was, but I don't know, you do pay a premium for those when, you know, the other cars you can get a whole lot cheaper.
Is that no matter what model I look at, there's something about it that just makes it a non-starter. Like, the EV9 looks like a fantastic SUV, but it can only charge at 200 kilowatts. So, you know, you'll be sitting in chargers, and, you know, it only gets about 2 miles per kilowatt hour. So, you know, you're sitting in chargers, you know, for a long time to let it charge, and you have to do it pretty often. It'll go a little over 300 miles on the charge, I think, but, yeah, it's a 100 kilowatt hour battery, so at 200 kilowatts, you're still at, you know, at least 45 minutes to charge it, every time you stop. So, stuff like that, every model I've looked at.
When your mileage, you definitely got to keep that in mind.
The thing about this car is that it charges really slowly, so fortunately, I don't hardly ever need to use a fast charger. I'm just plugging into an L2 charger at work or at home 99% of the time. But when I have gone on road trips, you know, stopping for 45 minutes to an hour to charge every, you know, 250 miles or so is just a real pain in the butt.
Yeah, it was an electric Jeep.
So I'm not too much on the totally electric. I kind of like this hybrid. It does me well.
Hybrids definitely have their place. Like I said, from the full hybrids to the plug-in hybrid like I had, it was really nice. And then you got the EV for the people that want full batteries. That's a good market segment.
Pretty a totally electric one, but he only goes 5 miles to work, so, I mean, it should work out good for him.
A little while to burn through it, and just putting around town on the occasion. KO4CF. Energy rates, I'd have to do the calculation again to see if it was still worthwhile if you got as many mile per kilowatt hour. It was still cheaper than however many gallons per, how many miles per gallon.
And our rates back in August, so we're at just under 12 cents a kilowatt hour now, plus all the other junk fees they put on top of it. So yeah, that definitely hurt because we were at like 8.9 cents and they went all the way to like 11.8 or something. So our power bills went up like nuts back in August.
It becomes a factor whenever you're looking at it, depending on how many miles you get per kilowatt hour.
The average on my car is about 3.7.
Yeah, I think mine was, they have floated around that area. Depending on how I drove it, but it only had a 25. It only had a 25 mile battery, so I don't remember how big the pack was. It was like 12 kilowatt hours or something. I can't remember off the top of my head.
It had 66 kilowatt hours, I think. And then, you know, four. So, yeah, that's about right. I think they published 247 mile range on this car. I could definitely get more than that just by driving slower and not running the heat. Yeah, I've gotten, you know, I've pushed 6 or 7 miles per kilowatt hour just driving, you know, on back roads at a reasonable speed without running anything.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm getting off my exit. I'm going to rip this antenna off the top of the car. So y'all be safe. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your fine.
7-3, Andrew. Have a awesome day and a good weekend. KN4GFW.
Have a great day and be safe, and you know, try to enjoy working this weekend. We'll talk to you next week. WTJKT. Behind him because I'm passing his exit now.
Yeah. Seems like the traffic's a little bit heavier today for some reason.
I think it's just because I got off a little later, though. I didn't leave the house until a little after 5.
Hey, I know the electric heat eats up your battery life. What about the AC?
Bad because you get the advantage of the coefficient of performance of the compressor and evaporator system. But the heater is a straight electric, you know, resistance heater, so you don't get that benefit. If it had a heat pump, it would do a lot better with a heater. But they just didn't put it in.
Mine, the button says economy, heat, and cool. Not exactly sure what that means. To believe it's got a different heat mode too that you can do, but I'm not really seeing it.
Back in the 90s, it had something like that, like an Eco AC mode and then the Max AC mode, and it might have just been, you know, they run the compressor less, you know, maybe not cool it so much, just cool it a little bit and save gas that way or something.
Yard this weekend, I guess. Maybe run a Thatcher over it and get it kind of halfway straightened out, ready for spring.
Do some too, but our ground is so wet, like even when I just walk across the yard, I sink down a little bit. So we're going to have some dry weather for a few weeks before I can do anything with equipment in the yard. Really wet for the last several months, and yeah, I don't even dare get the lawnmower out because it'll just sink.
I might have to push mow mine that way it don't sink up too bad. But I gotta cut down a tree, so now I gotta remove a flower bed, and move some dirt around.
This weekend I need to go get some soil for our raised beds because, you know, it compacts over time. So it's about ready to start putting stuff in the ground, and you get some peppers going and some other things.
Yeah, I got a couple of raised beds, and they're, like you said, they've gone down about 6 inches. I need to add to them.
I'm coming through with you. Courtney's calling me in a minute, so hope you have a great day and a great weekend, and I'll catch up with you next week. Yeah, enjoy work today, be safe, and have a good weekend. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, 73 Eric. You have an awesome day today and a good weekend, and we'll catch you next week. Be safe. KN4 GFW.